The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you. We're live and local this morning, as we are on Thursday and Friday mornings here in the studio and Morning Drive. And we have a great show coming up for you. We have Rebecca Breen. Rebecca is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And we're going to be talking about everything downtown Pittsfield today. All kinds of good stuff coming as spring is breaking through and you're starting to see some buds on the trees and, you know, just starting to feel like spring more. And I don't think I'm going to have any more snow in the forecast here for you. We are going to talk about all the things that are starting to bud and bloom in downtown Pittsfield. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. First, let's get to the weather forecast and see what we have in store for us today. Again, Thursday, April 24th. My goodness, April, almost a memory already. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly sunny with isolated showers. Highs in the lower 70s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Night is cool with lows in the upper 40s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Light and variable wind, becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
And the greater outlook I was hearing for the weekend is that the better of the 2 days is going to be Sunday. Saturday sounds like it's going to be a little soggy. That's what I'm hearing. But who knows? You know, I didn't think there was going to be any rain today. And now the weather forecast tells me there's a 20% chance of some isolated showers. So who knows? Who knows? But right now it's nice. Get out there right now. It feels nice. It's supposed to be in the 70s today also. All right. Welcome back again to Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM. And Rebecca Breen, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. And lots to talk about going on in downtown Pittsfield. First of all, tell us, remind us about Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., what kind of organization it is, what the mission is, and sort of the boundaries of what the area that Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., handles.
Absolutely. So Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. is a membership organization similar to a chamber of commerce. We have our mission, obviously, is to strengthen and promote our downtown through our memberships with advocacy, celebration, and collaboration. We're a small organization. There's one full-time person, that would be me, and two part-time people. And so we really rely on our members and the collaborations that we do to get things done. Really, we want to welcome people and businesses and events to our downtown to make sure that it's vibrant, diverse, and really bustling. And this is the start of our busy season. Our downtown Celebrate Spring is happening now with events throughout the school vacation week. You can follow us at downtownpittsfield.com, of course, Facebook, Instagram. But we do concentrate really on our nice little district. It goes all the way from South Street, where the Lee Bank is, goes up until Wacona Park, and then like a block in either direction. So First Street and down onto Center Street. We do have supporters from outside of the district, obviously. You know, people like Guardian Life and Hancock Shaker Village, of course, are members. But our goal is to enliven our downtown because we realize as a city, it is very important for us to have a core that is strong, that attracts individuals here that are living here, working here, and of course to represent the businesses and organizations with things like the city or larger projects that are going on in from the state level down.
And that's a lot.
It
if you think about it, you know, certainly a vibrant downtown is something that everyone who lives in Pittsfield would love to see, and there are lots of Older folks that remember a different downtown, let's say, than we have now. But also, if you think about Pittsfield, even 30 years ago downtown, we've made some great strides in making change there where, you know, things weren't looking so good for a long time.
I was born and raised here in the Berkshires. I grew up in Richmond. Mm. I had an aunt who worked for GE, mm-hmm. you know, so I recognize all that people remember in a nostalgic way.
Yeah.
And I really think that our downtown can be a wonderful place. It will never be quite the same. I mean, there's really very few large department stores anymore that people shop at.
Right. Anywhere, actually.
Anywhere, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But we have a wonderful grouping of restaurants in our downtown now, everything from very casual breakfast places all the way through a high-end steakhouse now. We have great little eclectic shops for people to, you know, buy vintage clothing at. We have some great plant stores and a number of florists that you can go to. And then, of course, our theaters. You know, we're sort of bookend there by the Colonial and Barrington stage, where you see world-class plays right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
You know, and many of these places do have discounts that are available for our locals, and so that's something to always watch for. And they do great community things all year long.
And, of course, that attracts people from outside the city to bring their tourist dollars, right? And when they're coming in for a show, they're not necessarily just heading to the show and then heading home. They're sticking around. They might have a meal or a drink. They might find some other entertainment. They might stay in a local hotel. There's lots of things that that level of economy does bring, right? So it's one of the reasons why a vibrant downtown is important for the overall economy.
Absolutely. I mean, our tagline really is the heart of the Berkshires, and we feel that that is appropriate because Pittsfield, you can stay in Pittsfield, you can see a show, you can dine, you can, you know, restaurants, but it's also the central location for all of the other things that go along in the Berkshires. So, you know, you can stay in Pittsfield, go to a show, and then the next day you can head up to the rail trail and take a wonderful bike ride, or you could head down to South County and go to Tanglewood during the summer if that's what you'd like for a vibe. But I really think that a lot of younger people will find that Pittsfield offers a lot more than they know and a little bit different of a vibe.
Yeah.
Obviously, we are the urban area in the, you know, Berkshires, which is sort of funny, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's really a place where you can find a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think that's really the key word, isn't it? That, you know, you can't really define Pittsfield in one way or the other, because as soon as you say, well, it's an urban center, then you say, well, what about Pittsfield State Forest? What do you think?
Right.
What about Bosquet? You've got a ski mountain right in town.
In town.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
These are the kind of things that you just can't put a finger on and say, well, it's this or it's that.
Well, it really is where the, you know, nature and city meet.
Mm-hmm.
It really is sort of that collective where we whether you're in your 20s and want to go see, you know, a great comedy show or even a punk show locally, you want to have a beer, you know, you want to go to movies, you want to have a beer at the movies. I mean, those types of things you don't find elsewhere necessarily, but I think it's a wonderful place. And we are growing, you know, every day we do a little bit more. I think the saying is, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
Mm.
That's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is like that, isn't it? And, you know, there are going to be a lot of public works projects this year that will also enhance. Of course, it'll be difficult while they're going on.
Yeah.
You know, having South Street and North Street and First Street all reconstructed from what I hear from the commissioner. So that will all be happening as well. But I don't think it'll stop people from coming downtown. At least North Street right now is not being reconstructed. We'll get to that later in the show.
Yeah, we are open for business. You know, getting here, you just need to allow a little extra time, but it's one of those things where we all have talked about these improvements needed, are needed, and are wanted by our community. So you do have to go through a little bit of that construction in order to get to the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting public input, you know, is important as well. And that has been shown very often. So let's jump into one thing that's coming up very shortly, which is the First Fridays at 5.
Yes.
And last year was the first time, right, that it switched over from the previous previous third Thursday's demarcation, and that it sort of combined a couple of events, right?
Absolutely.
And so now this will be the second year of First Fridays at 5. So talk about
that. Yes. So this is a collaboration that Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and the City of Pittsfield have brought together. We saw that the third Thursday wasn't as well attended as it was in the past when it was on North Street. Downtown Pittsfield Inc. has also run on the first Friday's Arts Walk, where local businesses and theaters and other organizations show art. That had, again, sort of gotten a little bit quieter post-COVID, obviously. And so we combined the two. So last year it started off a little small, and as we went through last year, it grew. And so this year, in May, June, August, and September, on the first Friday of each of those months, we will be closing down North Street. It will be closed from Park Square all the way to Columbus. So it will encompass Persip Park, which will be our main stage. We will be having some food trucks down in that area, along with a beer garden.
And last year it stopped where?
It stopped at Depot Street for the majority of them.
Okay, so now it's basically one block further.
One block further, absolutely. Well, we were finding so many participants that the area that we were having was much too small.
So
starting at Persip Park, there will be our main stage there with music. We suggest people bringing chairs and things like that to sort of make their own little Tanglewood in the city. Hot Plate Brewing Company will be hosting a beer garden right outside of Persip Park, and there will be a number of food trucks along that area. We have adult games and kids games such as cornhole and things like that that will be going on in the street. We have
That's a lot of fun.
It's a place just to sort of relax. We'll be having bistro tables and chairs for people to be able to sit and dine. In Persip Park, obviously the band, in Palace Park, which is that small little park that is between Marie's Eatery and Barrington Stage, we will be having live artists doing work. So we have a potter who will be coming, bringing his wheel and showing everyone how pottery is made. We're also bringing back our emerging artist from last year, Chelsea, and she will be doing a piece of art in that space.
Cool.
Right behind that in the parking lot, we're having the big air jam.
Okay.
So we are actually...
Got some live music there.
Well, actually, the jam is going to be BMX riders.
Oh, okay.
So they...
See, I think jam, I think...
I know.
Yeah, I think guitars.
No.
So that's going on at Persip Park, right?
Yes. Okay. Music at Persip Park. The BMX riders will be doing tricks into an inflatable area, which will be lots of fun. A lot of kids will be able to stand and watch and see that.
Very interesting.
Absolutely. Our family fun zone is coming out onto North Street. So that is where our partners with the social service agencies are all bringing games for the kids to do. Makers Market is back. Another dozen vendors will be there selling goods.
And that's all in the same Palace Park?
That's all going to be down North Street.
Down North Street, okay.
Yes. Dunham Mall will be having a second beer garden and dance lessons.
Okay.
So Luana David Diaz is coming, and she'll be teaching lessons, two scheduled half-an-hour lessons during the evening, but music to dance to in between. And then this month we're having a DJ up at near... the DA's office. So sort of like a teen zone, music, dancing, and other food vendors there as well.
So closer to Park Square.
It's closer to Park Square. So a lot going on. Of course, all of our restaurants will be open that evening. You'll have people, including like Marie's and Tito's, will actually be tabling out in the street itself. A lot of the others, so Brazuca's is open, Espantino's is open. You'll have the Indian Buffet will be out in the street. And you'll actually see Brooklyn's best-selling pizza out of their door.
Wow.
So lots of activities going on. And that doesn't stop there, because we also have the Arts Walk. So we have a dozen different locations that are in downtown that will be showing art, many of them having the artists actually there to talk about that work. Many are within that closed off area. But for those that are outside the area, there's actually going to be an art bus. So you can get on the bus. It's sponsored by RSVP, right at City Hall. You get on the bus. They will bring you down to the carousel, which will be open for the evening.
That's right. This will be the first time it's opened in how many years?
Many. And we're very happy to be partnering them with them. They'll be open for all of the first Fridays at 5, which will be nice. There is a small fee, obviously, to ride the carousel. You know, the funds are needed in order to make this project work.
But not to ride the bus?
Not to ride the bus.
Okay.
The bus is free.
So you can hop on the bus at City Hall.
At City Hall. It'll take you to the carousel.
Okay.
You can then hop back on the bus and go to the Clock Tower Artists.
Mm-hmm.
They have over 40 art studios in that building. You can get back on the bus and head over to the corner of Linden and North, where Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. will have an artist there at their Framework Gallery.
Hmm.
You can hop back on the bus and go to Hotel on North, where they will have art there.
Hmm.
Also, the Senior Center is joining us this year with some of the seniors doing art itself, which is
cool.
Fantastic.
Hmm.
Then the bus also then will drop off at Persip Park, and then you can take it back to City Hall if you'd like.
Wow.
So, and again, there's over a dozen, almost 20 art installations within the downtown that you can go to, but those are just the stops to help you get back and forth.
And so that bus will be running for the entire time from, what's the time that everything starts?
First Fridays is from 5 until 8.
Five
the
to
first
eight.
Shuttle leaves City Hall at 5 p.m., and it will run every half an hour, and the last one leaving, obviously, at 7:30. So once you get dropped off, you need to make sure you either have a way back, or maybe you've parked in McKay and can just walk back to to the parking lot there.
And I guess that's another question for people who aren't familiar with navigating downtown that are listening from wherever. You know, what's the best place if you're sort of getting there and saying, okay, this is where I'm going to anchor. I got to park somewhere and then I got to walk. What are some of the good strategies for getting that place and then getting to where you want to go?
So people will want to know that the North Street will be closed down starting by 3 o'clock.
Mm.
You'll actually see signs posted earlier than that asking people to leave by 2 to make sure that there's plenty of room for everyone to set up.
Yeah.
So it'll be closed down from the corner of, obviously, North and Herc Square to Columbus Ave, starting at 3 o'clock at the very latest. So parking, we suggest the parking lots that are adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge for parking after 4 p.m.
Mm.
So you can park in McKay, obviously, which is to the west of the event.
Right.
You can go to First Street, which, of course, is east of the event.
Yep.
As you get further down, there's the Summer Street parking lot is going to be fabulous. That's the one that's located near the BRTA.
Right.
So you can just cross the street there, and you're right there at the main stage.
Yep. So you got some options, and there's lots of parking, so I assume there's not going to be any shortage of that.
No. Between those lots, and if you know some of the other places located, obviously, in downtown, there's one that is off of Melville. There's parking available there as well, if maybe you want to start with the Arts Walk first.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So lots of options there. Just really amazing. And the first date of this is May?
May 2nd.
So that's coming right up quick.
Right. Yes, very quickly. It is rain or shine, just to let everybody know. We do have rain locations, obviously, for items such as the music. But the band that we are featuring for this first one, they are called Futon Lasagna. They are a ska band, so it will
be
loud. It will be fantastic. And as we said, between the music there, our vendors, 2 beer gardens, and the art that is being shown, I think that will be fantastic. The art bus, obviously, will be there. DJ Benji is fantastic. And if this sounds like fun and you want to volunteer for the event, we are always looking for people to help. It can be anything from coming early and helping the vendors know where to go to set up. It could be that you bring a chair and you hang out at the beer garden and make sure that that beer stays within those limits.
Sounds like a tough job.
Exactly. You know, I think my husband has been happy to be voluntold for that position. So, and we also try and be really flexible. If you wanted to come and even volunteer for like the first hour and a half at one of these, locations, and then we'd have someone take over for you so then you can enjoy the event itself.
Yeah.
So anyone who's interested in doing that can actually contact us at Downtown Pittsfield.
And how do they do that? Just if they're listening and they want to volunteer, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way is they can email me. It is R as in Rebecca, And then my last name, which is Brien, B-R-I-E-N, at downtownpittsfield.com. And we'll find something that works for you. And again, it's family friendly. So we even have someone who, if they want to come and hang out with the games that we have to offer, you know, if a family wants to do that, we can assign a whole family to that location. Yeah.
Well, it is a fun time. It's a fun night for everybody. What's the extended weather forecast look like for next Friday?
So as of right now, it is supposed to be mild. There is a slight chance of rain, but if it goes like anything from last year or the year before, it will pour just around 4 o'clock and then be fine by five.
We'll see. And of course, you can't really do anything long range with the weather, as we know.
No.
It can change from now till, you know, 4 p.m. tonight.
Absolutely.
We won't know, but hopefully we'll get some nice weather for this first one. I also heard that, as you said, May, June, August, and September.
Yes.
What's happening on the first Friday of July?
So on the first Friday of July, there is a small parade that will be taking up the day, again, kicking off right at 10 a.m. So this year I will be the main person getting that merged together, working with PCTV and all of our volunteers. We're very excited with this year's theme, which is Young at Heart, really celebrating the youth of our community. You know, we have some more details that will be announced, obviously, through PCTV coming up soon.
Yeah.
But if anyone wants more information on how to sign up to be a group in the parade itself, obviously, PittsfieldParade.com is the website there. Your applications are available. We have float workshops coming up for those people who are doing floats, but we would love to see that. And again, if you'd like to volunteer, there's also a space on that website to do that. It's one of the things that I think every community organization right now is like, you know, come give us a couple of hours on many of these, and you'll love to see how this works.
Yeah, every organization needs volunteers, but the parade is one of those organizations that just thrives on it and needs them for very, very specific things, right? I hear the parade is kind of a big deal.
It is, you know. I mean, I've been part of it for 5 years. Obviously, it's been going on much longer than that. We are a committee. Again, it's not very large, but everyone has very depth of knowledge on what they do, whether it's the balloons or floats or musical groups. And so our committee that is 12 months out of the year, we would love to bring in some people to impart that knowledge to be able to help us to move forward. And then from there, there's always day of activities. You can help by carrying a banner for one of our sponsors. We love having people on each of the streets to greet people and get people set up. Or, you know, many of our larger sponsors, such as banks or things like that, send groups of people, obviously, for the balloons. That's always a big thing to carry a balloon in the parade.
Yep.
It's a sought-after volunteer spot.
And if you got kids at home and you need something for them to do on July 4th, get them to carry a banner.
Absolutely.
I think that's always a great thing, right?
That's how I was first involved. I carried a banner for my father's company. Yes.
Okay, yep.
Yes. And so again, we love having that. And of course, there's the race ahead of time as well. So if you're, you know, an athletic person and you want to come and volunteer very early and then run the race, we have plenty of people who do that as well.
Yeah. And you may think it's early to start talking about the 4th of July parade, but I'll tell you that we're almost in May. And when it hits May, things just get really fast.
Yes.
Everything just goes quick.
We start talking about the parade in August.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, and getting those things together. So there's a lot of details. As I said, we are very lucky to have the people we do who have been involved for many years who are able, have so much knowledge to be able to make this happen.
And it really is a centerpiece of Pittsfield. It's one of those things that defines what our community is when you have such a large event like that, that everybody comes out to and sort of common experience. We don't get a lot of common experiences anymore.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the things that's great about it. And it was so difficult not to have it during the COVID years. I think a lot of people really were disappointed that they, you know, it just felt like something was just missing in their lives those years.
I mean, and PCTV did a great job in terms of cataloging all of our historic parades and being able to share that. But one of the things, you know, again, you talk about volunteers, you talk about funding. You know, parade is, you know, very expensive. expensive to put on, you know, and I can say that from being part of the budgeting process. You know, and I know right now people are like, you know, why are we spending money on certain things? But when you talk about a tradition that brings families together, that brings our community together, as well as being something that brings money into our economy through tourism, you know, it's something that why would you not do something that is so important at this time of, you know, for everybody?
Yeah, I think you have to make priorities, and sometimes you don't compromise on the things that are unique and interesting and fulfilling in your community, right? I mean, that's where you have to at least sometimes say, no, we're not going to let that go.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Rebecca Breen is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive. This is 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, also on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And welcome to all of our listeners here this morning, talking about all the things going on in downtown Pittsfield. And, you know, the first Fridays at 5 is just a wonderful tradition to be carrying on here for the second year. And along with that, as we get into, you know, spring and we've finally seen all the snow piles go away and the sand, you know, and salt being swept up away from the roads, there are other things that need to be cleaned up as well, right? There's a big effort for downtown cleanup.
Yeah, so
let's talk about that and how Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is involved with that.
Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and its members have organized a spring cleanup now for many, many years. We are very lucky, again, when you talk about volunteers. Last year, we had a well over 200 individuals, whether it be from a local business that is actually in our downtown or our surrounding partners and community members who come. This year, it'll be on Friday, May 9th. It goes from 12 into 4. People sign up in advance as groups and then are given assignments. So whether it's someone who is taking on Park Square itself, we have a couple of powerhouses that like to take on the main strip, including Linda Dooley and Berkshire Bank, but then also the side streets. And we're lucky this year that we have been working with a contractor through our Downtown Blooms program, who has been keeping up our downtown quite nicely. But this really is the kickoff to our summer season, and it is amazing the amount of work these individuals do.
So what kinds of things do you have to do to keep the downtown clean or to do that big effort?
So this big effort in particular, of course, you know, we do a call for the businesses to sign up in advance. From there, we do look at a map that goes throughout our district. So obviously, we sort of start at West Housatonic Street and go all the way to close to Tyler.
Okay.
Where it connects with Tyler. All of the groups bring their own equipment. So they bring brooms, they bring leaf blowers.
Wow.
We provide garbage bags for everyone. We suggest they bring gloves, you know, but they are given a section of whether it be North Street or a side street, and they sweep the dirt from the sidewalks into the road itself. They pick up trash. You know, if they find something that is questionable, whether it be a discarded needle or something of that nature, we partner with the health department in the city, and they dispose of those safely for us.
Great.
Which is, you know, we always try and do that. There's not a lot of weeding to do this year because of the Downtown Blooms program.
Yeah.
Many of our beds have either been redone with perennials or being prepped for having perennials planted for this year. But sometimes there is a little bit of cleanup within the planters themselves.
Sure. And that became an issue, I think, a couple of years ago where there was some overgrown, let's say, flower beds or things that hadn't been planted or things that needed to be cut down, mowed down or whatever. So that's been addressed.
Absolutely, yeah. No, our Downtown Blooms program in partnership with Pittsfield Beautiful and the city is really making a huge difference in terms of how things look. One of the other things that people may not realize, it's a cost savings for the city.
Yeah.
Because the perennials don't have to be replanted. They come back year after year. You know, the first year watering needs to be done, but that would have been done anyway and if you had planted other types of flowers. But yeah, the cleanup itself will be able to, you know, identify any areas that maybe need a little bit more help from our landscaper. But yeah, no, it's a wonderful, as I I said, it's a four-hour event. It's hard work. This year, we're all gathering at Wander afterwards to give out awards. So we sort of we have a few judges who come and, you know, watch everybody, and we love to see social media posts on it. The great thing is we've actually had a number of residents who have reached out to us and said, can we be part of the cleanup, either by coming downtown or by sort of enabling their own neighborhood to do a cleanup on the same day.
Yeah. And how many people do you need for this effort?
So we have about 200 volunteers.
Wow.
Usually on average to come. And it, you know,
even
on a year like this where things are good, it's always, you know, you can get further down onto a side street and things like that if with this many individuals, you know. And I love the fact that there are other cleanups within our community as well, as including Springside and some of the parks. But this really, it is definitely, as you said, it's a community driven initiative, and we love it.
And this is above and beyond what the city is already doing to sweep the streets and things like that, right? Because if you're pushing all the dirt and the debris and stuff out into the streets, a street sweeper will come by and take that.
And that is part of that partnership. Yeah. So the city provides us these bright yellow bags for garbage. They are left on the sidewalks themselves, and the city collects them. And then after the event, they actually come with the street sweepers and clean up all of the debris that's been pushed into the road itself.
That's great. So again, that's Friday, May 9th,
12 until 4. Again, if people want more information or would like to sign up, whether it's a business or an individual, you can check out our social media on Facebook or on our website at downtownpittsfield.com.
Great. What a great effort, and makes Pittsfield shine.
It does.
It's going to be great. And only 1 week after the first Fridays at 5.
Yes.
Wow. So amazing.
We're back to back with things coming up. I can tell you that.
The busy season as it is with Rebecca Breen here at Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. this morning on Morning Drive. And we'll talk more about other things happening in downtown, including the Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. annual meeting, and maybe talk a little bit about the redesign of North Street. We'll talk about that in just a moment. First, let's get to our break. We'll be right back after this on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee for Morning Drive. And we have Rebecca Breen here with us from Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. She's the managing director. We'll get back to the conversation with her in just a moment. I did want to mention that we have kind of a major event coming up of our own here at PCTV and WTBR. We're presenting the third annual Eats a Pizza, and that is happening May 15th at Berkshire Hills Country Club. You have pizza featured from Shire Tavern, The Locker Room, KJ Nosh Catering, Porta Via Italian Eatery, Papa John's Pizza, Papa Joe's Ristorante, and Zuko's Family Restaurant. And the tickets for that is $20 for adults, $10 for age 12 and under kids, and those are all in advance. The tickets are more expensive at the door, so you should get them in advance. You can go to pittsfieldtv.org/pizza, and the support for this generously comes from Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook Attorneys. So we really appreciate all the support we're getting, and this is just a great event. We always enjoy doing Eats a Pizza. We know that hundreds of people come through the door and enjoy the pizza and enjoy a good night of supporting PCTV and WTBR. So again, that's May 15th, Berkshire Hills Country Club. Mark it down now. Go to the website and grab the tickets if you can to support a good organization. We appreciate that. All right, first let's get to the weather forecast, and then we'll get back to our discussion with Rebecca Breen. Here's the National Weather Service forecast right now.
Berkshire Weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly sunny with isolated showers. Highs in the lower 70s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Night is cool with lows in the upper 40s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Light and variable wind, becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, so we got a couple of nice days coming here, Thursday and Friday. Of course, it's hard to get a nice day on the weekend for whatever reason. We'll see about that. Saturday does not look all that great for being outdoors, but we'll see how it shakes out. Sunday sounds a little nicer from what I'm hearing. All right. Welcome back to the show. And Rebecca Breen, thank you again for being here this morning.
Absolutely.
Always great to talk to you about all the good things going on in downtown Pittsfield. What else we got going on? Well, you've got an annual meeting coming up.
Yes. So our annual meeting this year will be taking place on Thursday, May 15th.
Wow.
It's a good day.
My goodness. Yeah, it is Thursday, May 15th. Wait,
yep.
I think there's something else going on that day, too.
So you can start your morning by coming to our annual meeting.
There you go.
We provide information basically on what we have accomplished over the past year. We try and keep it brief, but there are so many things. This year, it will be at 8:30 starting time. I know it's an early morning.
And where's that going to be?
That is going to be at the Masonic Temple on 116 South Street. This
Great.
Is one of our newest members.
Oh, wonderful. And very cool building, too.
It's a beautiful building. Yeah. I spent over 2 hours touring that with one of the organizers there. They really are wonderfully involved in the community. I think they are a little bit of a hidden gem when it comes to their space. We were able to tour it, obviously, and they hold so many wonderful events there. Recently, they worked with the South Community Food Bank and hosted an event there. They did.
And they're neighbors, right?
They are neighbors right next door. They hosted the Shindy this past holiday season. Mm-hmm. They also regularly have wrestling matches there.
Okay.
Yes. So if you have some young kids and you would love to see a wrestling, inexpensive to go, great family activity. They have one actually coming up on May 3rd at that venue. So they are hosting us this year for our annual meeting. This is an event that is free to attend if you want more information on what we do or get to know our members. There'll be coffee and some breakfast danishes provided by the Little Nibble Catering Company.
So Do you have to be a Downtown Pittsfield Inc. member to attend?
You do not. Hmm. The public is more than welcome to come. Again, if you look at our website, we do ask that you RSVP just to make sure that we are prepared for everyone. We ask that registration is done by Monday the 12th, just so that we are good. If it's not something that you're able to attend there, or it's a little early in the morning for you, we also will be presenting a lot of the same information about our what we've done over this past year to our city council members at the end of May. We do report back to the city yearly as well. So that's, of course, televised. So that is going to be...
I hear it is televised.
Yeah, yes. I know. Someone we know might take care of that. So again, if you're looking for information on what we do and what we've accomplished and, you know, where we help our city and our community, those would be the two places that you can get that information.
That's great. Yes. So good to see. And again, go to the Downtown Pittsfield Inc. annual meeting in the morning on May 15th, Thursday, and then get hungry for some pizza later on at the Eats a Pizza event,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's a nice little... caps for the beginning and end
there
of
you
your
go.
Day.
Perfect.
Yes.
But it is important, obviously, to get together and sort of recapture, you know, what happened in the past year. And I would imagine also you have some ideas of what the future looks like and what your goals are, that kind of thing brought up at the meeting.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, events are a big part of what we do, as you can hear from what we've talked about here today. But our goals for this upcoming year really... concentrate on the businesses that are in our downtown and ways that we can support them, ways that we can provide them more skills or opportunities for things like marketing or website design or really just getting to know each other so that some support can be had and bringing people into our downtown.
Yeah, and bringing people together face-to-face still works.
Yes, it does.
You know, after all that we've been through, knowing that we can communicate electronically, it's still something to bring people together.
Yes.
Let's talk about Dunham Mall.
Excellent.
All right, because there's a lot going on with that particular space in downtown as well. Again, a kind of a marquee space, if you will, that's right out in front of City Hall and connects sort of that First Street and City Hall area over to North Street. And what's happening there?
So just to remind people, just over a year ago, Downtown Pittsfield Inc. received, we applied for a very competitive grant with the city, or I'm sorry, with the state. So these are state funds that have been provided through the Common Places grant. The grant itself did require matched funding. So for us to be able to use the money, we also had to fundraise some.
Okay.
And we were very lucky that we had a number of organizations as well as public members who were able to donate.
That's great.
So we put it out to the public on ideas of what Dunham Mall wanted to be. And our first round was not as well received as we had hoped in terms of some of the plans. So we stepped back. We really asked our community to give us input on what they wanted. And it really became apparent that people wanted just a welcoming place to gather. They wanted what would be considered, in my opinion, just a common sense approach to having a place to be. So from that, we last year added bistro lighting into Dunham Mall itself, which is amazing the difference it made. How welcoming it is in the evenings, how bright it is. So from there...
And the last time that Dunham Mall had seen some kind of improvement or change, I think was the 1980s,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was, yeah. Yes. And we know that there is some structural work that needs to be done, obviously, to the alley, the walkway itself. That is something that our funds, unfortunately, would not be able to take on because of the expense.
That's big work.
It's big work. And we know that it's on the city's plan for the 5 years that they look forward. It is not scheduled any time in the immediate future, as they have other projects, as we talked about, such as South Street and East Street and all sorts of other areas that they are making improvements. So everything that we have actually decided to bring in can be removed and then put back.
Okay.
So there's nothing major that's being installed that couldn't be used again once that work takes place. One of the things we heard loud and clear is that people wanted a shade in that space.
Because it was kind of a lot of stone and concrete and things, right? And the first plan that came out had more of that, and people said, I want more green, right?
Exactly.
I want more shade.
Yes. And so you may, if you've been in that space, you may have wondered why the large concrete planters have been removed. Mm. The plants in them obviously were beautiful, but really were a little harsh or sterile, I guess was the description we heard. So we actually had delivered this week some beautiful colored planters that will be hosting trees in them. Mm. So in the next few weeks, you will see those installed. There are 8 trees that will be installed in these planters. So that will give some warmth, some coziness, and also shade.
Nice.
Which will be nice. So
those could be picked up and moved and brought back if needed?
Eventually, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Again, you would need a forklift
someday
or some sort of major major piece of
not
equipment.
Not that it's in the plans right now, but it's possible.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the plan. Mm-hmm. You may have seen this past season, and they'll be returning. We have some bistro tables and chairs coming in. And again, those are in a cream color and a lovely pale green. Mm-hmm. So again, bringing in some color to that area was important. They will actually be managed by a new restaurant that will be opening up in the space in Dunham Mall.
That's cool.
That timetable is still, they're working on the interior right now, so that will be announced soon.
It's been a while since there's been a restaurant there.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So that'll be exciting news for us all. We are also having installed in the next few weeks picnic tables.
Hmm.
So they're hexagon in shape, which means that you can comfortably fit people at them, and they are accessible for individuals, whether they're in a wheelchair or in a scooter or a family that has, a baby carriage will allow a space that will access that. So that was very important to us to
That's
make
great.
Sure that everyone feels welcome to be able to be in that space. So that will be exciting. From there, we have... We did a call for art, and we have an artist who will be installing a mosaic mural in the space. Again, celebrating sort of the fact that, we are this urban center, but we're in the center of the Berkshires as well. So that whole thing where nature and city meet. Hmm. And really also the
will
fact...
Will that be on a building?
So Dunham building itself, on the closer area towards North Street, there's this lovely blank wall. It was like it was made for it. So that will be getting installed there. And that, again, he's working on that project offsite. It will be on put on boards and then installed almost like a sign.
Okay.
And then also...
Lots of different ways to do murals, huh?
There are. And there's lots of different types of murals to be looked at. This one in particular being a mosaic mural. It's amazing the detailing you can get with imagery on that type of thing, given the fact that they're all little small pieces of, glass or pottery or things like that. So he's done some amazing work. He's an international muralist, and yet he spends most of his time here in the Berkshires.
Wow.
So that's
very, cool.
very exciting. And then lastly, coming up, there's going to be an informational kiosk that will be installed. As part of information that we've heard from the beginning when we talk about what's needed in our downtown is information sometimes, whether it be for our locals or it be for individuals who are visiting Pittsfield. We have hired an artist to do a rendition of our downtown that will be able to be the basis for a map. So you are here.
Yeah.
And then from there, QR codes or links that you will be able to then use to get more information. So if you are in Dunham Mall, where are the, restaurants that are nearby?
Mm.
Where is the best place for parking? There'll also be information such as, how far is the theater from here?
Mm-hmm.
Or which, alleyway should you be walking?
Yeah.
And those are things that are important. The addition of lighting, as we've talked about, has been really key in many areas. The addition of art, again, just creates a welcoming and warming space that people can feel that they can travel safely.
And so that wayfinding, I think, is what you call it, right? Is being able to present to people who might not be familiar with our area and our space. They're here for the first time, and they need a welcoming reminder of, how to find your way around.
Absolutely. And we do often get people say that they don't think there's any parking in downtown. or if they're from out of town, they don't know where to park. So this is part of a larger project as well about additional signs to be able to say where things are, where parking is, and really have a nice consistent view for the downtown for that type of information.
Yeah.
This kiosk is also going to be large enough to hold some information on activities and activation in Dunham Mall. You know, we want to make this a space that you can go and have breakfast and have free Wi-Fi to do some work or, you know, sit and have lunch. But we're also looking to have events just in Dunham Mall itself. And we have two that are planned for this summer that are going to be fantastic. The first one is called The Pit.
Okay.
And this is in been in the brainchild of Mike from Hot Plate Brewing Company. He is heading this up along with us and some major donors, obviously, where during June, July, and August, there will be on Friday evenings music in Dunham Mall and a beer garden where, you know, food trucks are invited to come. And then it really is, though, targeting a different audience than you would think in our Berkshires. So we're looking at really an all-ages show. So teens are welcome to come. Probably, I mean, I'm a little older than maybe some of the music would be, but I'd love to go. They're looking at doing ska. They're looking at punk music. They're looking at bluegrass. So really an eclectic selection of musicians, and it will culminate at the end of August with our homegrown do-it-yourself musicians will be able to sign up and be able to be there. So that's going to be taking places on the Fridays that are not Fridays, at the first Fridays at 5. And it's a free event.
Yeah, it sounds like kind of an organic pop-up kind of a thing in a way. Because there isn't like a formal performance space or anything in Dunham Mall, right?
Correct. Yeah. So what we have done, we actually sort of tested this back in October. We set up lovely rugs right on the right near the Pittsfield Police Department, and we have the city has provided us electrical access there, and they will just it'll be like a jam band type of thing, and food and beer and drinks right there in Dunham Mall. So that'll be fantastic.
Great.
Also, we're doing on Sunday afternoons. We started this last year, and it'll continue. It's called Rhythmscapes, and it's in June, July, and August on Sunday afternoons. It's basically a community celebration of music and dance. So local instructors will be there and dance lessons in the middle of the afternoon on a Sunday. So again, great ways to be able to activate this space that we've been able to improve on. You know, and if anyone has any ideas or want to host something, we've gotten pretty good at having a template to be able to help people make those things. So whether it be permitting, you know, electrical access, you know, knowing if it's available in terms of what we organize versus and the things that the city does, we would love to see more things happen in that space.
Well, and it's so many things, actually. You know, it's hard to keep track of all the things that are available. So, you know, anyone that says there's nothing to do, all you'd have to do is just listen to some of what we've heard this morning. How can people find sort of a calendar of these events or to know where to look for, you know, what's happening this weekend? Or is it Sunday? Is it First Fridays? You know, how do I find that stuff?
So we recommend you sign up for our newsletter, which is the Heart of the Berkshires. You can do that on our website. Weekly, we put out information on everything that's happening in the upcoming week in our downtown, obviously. And we'll also highlight things that are coming up in the future. You can also go to our partners, Love Pittsfield. They have a great calendar on their website as well. I think sometimes it's just being aware of the places you like to be. I know that in this week coming up, I don't think I have an evening I'm home just because there's so many things going on, you know, and it can be anything from an art class to karaoke to trivia, you know, so it's not that you need a major event like a First Fridays to find stuff to do.
Right.
You know, Sunday brunch with the Domingo brunch at Dottie's is fantastic. Last night I played bingo at Hot Plate to support one of our local nonprofits, you know, so it's there's always something that is out there.
Yeah. That's the cool thing, and you know, just have to look. It's there, and or maybe just listen to Morning Drive, and you'll find out all about this.
Absolutely.
Rebecca Breen is my guest here this morning on the show, and she is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and we're talking about all the things happening in Pittsfield. Let's talk about the North Street design, because we've only got a couple minutes left, and that is something that is sort of on the mind of people. It's gotten pushed back a little bit toward the back burner with all the other things happening in the city. But it does sound like some of those ideas are starting to ramp up again. As a matter of fact, there was just a demonstration right down in right next to Hot Plate Brewing in that front space there, where they started to display some potential ideas and designs about what a new design for North Street might look like. So maybe chat about that a little bit.
So we actually, Downtown Pittsfield Inc., at a request of a number of its members, went to the city council well over a year ago and asked about changing the design of downtown. At the time, we had proposed doing diagonal parking, and we received a response that we did not expect from the city. Rather than saying yes or no or going out and quickly painting some lines, they said they wanted to take advantage of some support that the state would provide them on doing a full study of what the downtown could be. So over the past year, they've been working with a consultant who have come and done traffic studies. They've looked at how many bikes are in the downtown. They looked at the signals for crosswalks and how many go off at each time. It's amazing the data that they've been able to collect to support some of the suggestions that they have made. It is really important for our downtown to be walkable, so widened sidewalks have been proposed. It's very important that safe spaces are available for individuals who are, you know, on bikes or scooters, and so different options for what we refer to, obviously, locally as a bike lane, considered that's considered shared space, safe spaces. You know, where that could be and where it might be safer for a bicyclist, or also more comfortable for a driver in terms of not being concerned. You know, some of the suggestions were a protected bike lane, and that for a driver would make much more comfort level of coming downtown and driving. I think one of the things that from our membership and our experience and what we hear for feedback is that no one really is happy with the way it is.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about that too. Like, you know, your membership, the people who are the downtown merchants and businesses and people that are trying to make a living, trying to, you know, move things forward. What do they want to see North Street look like and function like? What's important for them?
So what is important for them is that someone is comfortable driving through our downtown. And we have gotten feedback, whether through social media or one-on-one conversations, that many of our individuals locally, with how it is currently designed, don't feel comfortable driving through our downtown. We also know that people coming in from outside of the area can be very confused by a bike lane that is the same width as a car lane.
Where to turn, for example.
Yes. And so our feedback from our members is that they want to make sure that parking is available. They want people to feel comfortable coming through our downtown. They would like to see more space for the restaurants to have outdoor dining. And I think mainly they would like to just see some continuity of how the street is set up.
Some predictability, right?
Predictability. Yeah.
Like, I think of going to other urban centers, and I know that I'm in a car and I want to get to a destination, but then I want to land somewhere, get my car out of the way, and then go do what I'm going to do within sort of a certain radius, right? And so I'm looking for that. And I need to know, how do I get there and how do I start my adventure once I've landed, right?
Absolutely.
And those are the kind of things that are important to people that aren't familiar with the area.
It is. And one of the great things about the presentation that was provided is that they not only had all of the data to back up what they were recommending, they provided multiple options to look at, whether it be protected bike lanes, not protected bike lanes, whether it would be parallel parking the way it is, whether it included a median or not, whether it had wider sidewalks or more narrow sidewalks. They included even a game where you had like little puzzle pieces that you could make your own design. It's been wonderful. They have met, obviously, with first responders, whether it be the police department, fire department, ambulance, to talk about what each of these designs would mean for them.
Yep, all important.
Which is very important. Yep. They obviously, they had one-on-one with many of our downtown stakeholders or in small groups to talk about what it was. You know, and these plans, sometimes people are like, why are we talking about this again? But much of the funding that comes from a lot of these projects are based on how prepared and how much research you did. And so having this consultant come in and talk about what options they have, and then once a design is decided on, customizing it block by block to know that the YMCA versus the movie theater have different needs, and to make sure that it's not a one size fits all, that it really is taken into consideration when you talk about crosswalk placement, when you talk about turn signals, when you talk about having right turns allowed or not, and having turn lanes in the center section to allow for good flow for people to get through downtown. I was so impressed with what they were bringing to the table.
So many moving parts in all this process, and
absolutely,
there will be public
will be
meetings,
more,
right?
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of process before this all comes to fruition, but there's no magic bullet. There's no simple solution. It's going to be complex, but in the end, hopefully, a better product.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Rebecca Breen, I want to say thank you again for being here today. It's been great talking to you. We could have gone on with many more items. You have a lot on your plate getting into your busy season, so thanks for taking a little time out today to talk to us. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can stop by our offices at 431 North Street. They can call our office at 413-443-6501, or they can email me at rbreen@downtownpittsfield.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for being here. We always appreciate talking to you. Come back again after we get a couple of First Fridays under our belt, and we'll talk about how things are going, especially about the parade.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody, talk to you soon. We'll be back tomorrow with more Morning Drive. Enjoy your day. Take care.